And Isabel Summers was absolutely right when she guessed the piece of music that Samuel played. Now, I'm going to leave you a guess what this piece of music is, because Samuel's going to join the boys and girls up the stairs in a minute, but he's going to want to play this bit of music. So let's listen. Now, can anybody name that tune? Hands up. If you were here last week, you might remember. Alex Smith remembers, I think. Aaron, you cannot. No? Anybody? It is Mozart. That's a clue now. What narrows it down on?
Romance?
Yes, it's Romance. And apparently, it is from Eine kleine Nacht music as well. Or Nacht music even. Now, would you like to hear Samuel play that again? Yes, I think so. Okay, Samuel, on you go. Done. Okay, do you want to go up the stairs now, Samuel, and join the rest of the wise men? I mean, you can go up as well, Aaron, if you want. The wise men are up the stairs, Ken. Aye. Right, now, before the boys and girls come doing, which I've no idea exactly what time they're going to come, Andrew, I think we should sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm not sure what number it is, but I'll put it up in the overhead.
Thank you.
Right, let's sing, let's give O Holy Night a go. At least I would if I could get, I could actually spell. Sorry. Now, boys and girls, you're looking absolutely terrific tonight. You really are. You're just like angels. Well, you are angels, aren't you? Aye. Yeah, well, some of you are anyway. And you're going to be angels tonight, aren't you? You're going to be good, aren't you, Niamh? Yes. Now, so here wave at Abdi out in the audience here. Here wave. Yeah. Hello, Abdi. Yeah. Lovely. Now, you're going to hear great times singing tonight. And we're all going to hear great times singing tonight, praising God. Because that's what Christmas is about. It's about Jesus Christ has come for everyone who is here and everyone in the world. And that's good news. And so, Jesus is our only hope. And we are going to praise him tonight in everything that we're doing. I'll tell you what we'll do first, though. We'll hear prayer. So let's bow our heads and we'll pray together. Bless you. Kenneth, there's nothing like a slave for wiping your sail either, is there, Robbie? Eh? You know what I mean? I would do the same myself if I was caught short. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we do want to praise and thank you for your mighty arm. We want to thank you for sending Jesus, your son, into the world. And this is seriously good news for everybody here. I mean, there's a lot of bad news going about in this world, but there's good news in the Lord Jesus Christ because he's come to save us all from our sins. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd bless all the boys and girls here tonight and all the adults as well, and may we join together in heartfelt praise to you and thanks for all you've done for us. And bless our time together tonight, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, just in case I forget to say towards the end, there is a cup of tea and something to eat, and the doors will be open at the end of the service. Okay, so dinna rush awa', do stay and hear some refreshments. Now, boys and girls, are you ready to sing? Well, actually, it's not your turn yet, but you're going to join with everybody, right? We're all going to stand up and sing the first choral, which is O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh.
Now, boys and girls, the first song that you are going to sing is Christmas Here Again.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, being a just man, decided to break the engagement quietly so as not to disgrace her publicly. As he considered this, he fell asleep, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, Luke: "The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," meaning God is with us.
Don't be afraid, it's happening. That baby is God's promised king. Hey Mary, you're gonna have a baby, gonna have a baby, gonna have a baby, and he's God's son. I'm an angel, God's messenger to you, and I'm scary, but what I say is true. I'm an angel, God's messenger to you, and I'm scary,
that time, Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinus was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for the census, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn. That night, some shepherds were in the field outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all whom God favors."
let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to the town, there's someone to be found. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Search for the boy who will bring us all joy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're the shepherds and here's our plan. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. We sat in the fields with our flocks that night. The angel came, it was such a fright. Don't be afraid, he said, good news, it's joy for all of you. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to the town, there's someone to be found. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Search for the boy who will bring us all joy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're the shepherds and here's our plan. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. This day in David's town you'll see the Saviour who will set you free. And here's the sign the angel said, a manger for his bed. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to the town there's someone to be found. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Search for the boy who will bring us all joy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're the shepherds and here's our plan. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. We were amazed but then we saw the sky was filled with thousands more. All angels praising God. It's true, there's one thing left to do. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to the town, there's someone to be found. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Search for the boy who will bring us all joy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're the shepherds and here's our plan. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Find baby Jesus in Bethlehem.
No crying he makes.
No, I think. excuse me. I think it's time for us to stretch our legs. And boys and girls, you could actually keep standing or sit down if you want. It doesn't really matter. But let's stand together anyway, and we'll sing this choral. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 6, Andrew. Okay, 1, 3, and 6. Let's stand to sing. Please be seated. Thank you.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We have seen his star as it arose, and we have come to worship him." Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, as was all of Jerusalem.
Let's follow the star, follow the star, follow the star, let's go follow. Let's follow the star, follow the star, follow the star, it will lead the way. Follow the star, let's go far away. Let's follow the star.
After this interview, the wise men went their way. Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem, went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother Mary were, and they fell down before him and worshipped him. They opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now, boys and girls, I think you deserve a round of applause, everybody, don't you?
Yeah.
Terrific. Wonderful. But we're nae finished yet. Glory to God in the highest, angels. Now, but you can sit down just now. I'm not sure if angels sit down or no. Does angels sit down, Robbie? Have you ever seen an angel sit down? No, but he's seen a dumb tit sit down by the looks of it. Anyway, well, I can if angels sit down or no, but you are sitting down. You need a rest, okay? You need a rest because there's a couple of pieces and then Robbie's going to speak. So Aaron's going to sing a solo and then Andrew and Nathan are going to play Silent Night and then after that you'll be sleeping. Is that right? Yes? Oh, no, that's later on the night. You will be sleeping tonight, though, won't you? Yeah, but you will be sleeping tonight, Dorsey, won't you? Say yes. Yes, Dad, for her, you, Dad. Yes, she says she's going to sleep. Good. That's what I like to hear. Right, okay. Everybody be quiet. Aaron's going to sing, and then Nathan and Andrew's going to play, and then Robbie's going to speak, okay? Okay, so I think it'll be the same arrangements as last week, which Andrew and Nathan, are you going to play two verses or one verse? Two verses, and then after that we'll sing along with the three verses of Silent Night. Is that okay? Thank you.
Well, the kids have been terrific, haven't they? Round of applause to the staff as well. Thanks to Christine and everyone for all the hard work. Been absolutely terrific. I would just like to share a few words with you this evening from the well-known passage that was actually read to us first from Matthew chapter 1 about the birth of Christ and Mary and Joseph. But particularly, I think, focusing on verse 21 in that chapter. She will bear a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. After all, that is the whole purpose of Christmas, of Jesus being here. And Matthew, more than any other gospel writer, wants to show us how all the Old Testament prophecies have been fulfilled in this birth. But in that section, he wants to answer a slur, an accusation from the Jews that this Jesus was born out of wedlock. Their accusation was, why did Joseph not report the matter to the authorities when he discovered that Mary was pregnant during their betrothal? And so Matthew records his answer. He doesn't deny that Mary was pregnant before marriage, but he wants to tell us that as a law-abiding man, knowing that he ought to make the matter public, Joseph nevertheless refrained from doing so out of a desire to shield Mary from shameful exposure. In fact, he'd begun to envisage the possibility of divorcing her secretly. But before he could, a divine instruction came to him through a dream, telling him to keep Mary as his wife. And this was because it was the Holy Spirit of God, not another man, who was responsible for her pregnancy. So what's all the fuss about? Why is Matthew concerned about any of this? Well, the answer doesn't lie with Joseph. It doesn't lie with Mary. It lies with the child in the manger and who he was. And we're going to look at him in three very brief ways this evening. The person he is, the purpose he has, the people he saves. The first point has an element of both mystery and majesty. The second, tragedy and remedy. And the third, about claims and choices. Firstly, the person he is. Matthew's just told us Joseph hearing about Mary's condition. That which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. That is an element of mystery. Matthew's not only concerned about defending Joseph's reputation and conduct, he also is keen to make it abundantly clear to his readers that this conception is supernatural. It's the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah, whom he quotes, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel." 700 years of expectation. Emmanuel is Hebrew for God is with us. So not only is there an element of mystery here, there is an element of majesty. A prophecy originally relating to King Hezekiah and his faithfulness to God and God's law has now been fulfilled, according to Matthew, by the real presence of God among his people in this child. God glorifying himself and manifesting himself in human flesh. That is why this birth at Bethlehem is often called the Incarnation. It reminds us this Christmas that when we speak of the birth of this child in all its mystery, to remember who the person is in all his majesty. God himself, co-equal with the Father from all eternity past. God taking on flesh, coming to dwell with us. That Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that means this evening, I don't know what you think of Jesus Christ, but he can never be relegated to the level of a mere teacher, simply a good man, some guru, or equated with other human religious figures such as Gandhi, Muhammad, or whomever. No, Christ was, is, and forever will be God himself. So please do not be confused about who this person is this Christmas. For one day you will meet him, either as Savior or Judge, when this same Jesus returns to destroy evil once and for all. That brings us, secondly, to the purpose he had. Why is there an incarnation at all? It's a story of both tragedy and remedy. Verse 21, we read that this son, this divine gift to mankind, is called Jesus. The Hebrew name is Joshua. It means God leading his people, rescuing them. In the Old Testament, of course, it was rescuing them and leading them into the promised land. He's a deliverer. In Jesus' case, he's a savior. And so the Christmas story automatically points to a divine mission. You see, whether we like it or not this Christmas, we need to say one thing. Something has gone badly wrong in this world. And so a savior has needed to come to bring rescue. That is the tragedy. It is sin. The remedy is the child. Look at the tragedy first. It's all over the New Testament. Paul puts it like this: none is righteous, no, not one. All have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God. He's making a comment on the human condition. We were all born in this way, rooted in idolatry, desire to worship ourselves, naturally estranged from God. It's not simply doing and saying and thinking bad things. These are the results of sin, not sin itself. Sin is our nature, something you already have, something you're born with, a natural disposition which violates God's will. It's a disease in your soul. In other words, the Bible crushes the myth that people are broadly good. Invites us not to compare ourselves by the world's low standards and somehow think we are decent. No, it invites us instead to compare ourselves to a holy God and see ourselves as we truly are. That is the tragedy. But the remedy has come in Christ. You see, we can't save ourselves. So we need a divine rescuer to come on our behalf. So I would urge any this evening, never believe you're beyond the reach of God's grace and mercy, but never believe either that you're so good that you don't need either. You do. Sin is never self-healing. Humanity is never self-saving. It is only God breaking through who can heal and rescue. That is the purpose Christ had. And then finally, the people he saves. We are told he came to save people from their sins. It's about claims and choices. And of course, many people have been confused about what he means by his people. Well, his people in this gospel is the community of faith, those who've put their trust in him, who've repented of their sins, who've believed the gospel, who are living in daily fellowship with him. In other words, Jesus' people are true disciples. Christ would say himself, his people are those who ever do the will of my Father in heaven. So he's making a claim on his own. They are his. But he's also asking others to make a choice, because in all four Gospels, Jesus preached to everyone, urging all to repent, urging all to believe in him. So it is open for anyone here this evening, not yet part of God's people, to become part of God's people. Meaning Christ could make a claim on you also. That is why the most famous verse in all of the Bible is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life." He's offering you a choice, eternal life or eternal judgment. He died so you don't have to. He took your sin and bore the wrath of God so you don't have to. So we see beyond the cradle of Christmas and look to the cross of Easter. And when you look at that cross, surely all you will see is outrageous, unfathomable, indescribable love. Or as the Apostle Peter said, that God is patient, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Maybe you're sitting here. Maybe you know your true condition before God, but you've not yet asked His Son to apply His sacrifice to your life. Well, if you want the best Christmas gift you've ever had, then take it now. It is free. The divine deliverer loves you, will never turn a repentant sinner away. As Paul said to Timothy, he desires all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So the people Jesus saves can include you. So there we have a Christmas message. The person Jesus is has both mystery and majesty. Somehow God became man and dwelt among us. His purpose is to provide a saving remedy to the tragedy of human wickedness. And the people he came to save are those who repent and believe. He has a claim on them and leaves others with a choice. Become part of my people through faith. Knowing, as Jesus himself would say, whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. And my prayer is that you make this choice this Christmas. Have a blessed time with your family. With all our love. Amen.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Now, boys and girls, I think you've done really, really well tonight. You've been great, and hopefully your mums and dads will be able to say that at the end of the night and in the morning as well. Now, are you hungry? You're nae? Okay, then. Imogen's nae wanting a sweetie, then. Is that right, Imogen? I can't believe this. What's happening here, like? What's happening here? Oh, I didn't again. But I'll tell you fit. Imogen, you can take a sweetie for your sister, okay? All right. Oh, she's a whoa, I knew, but it's okay. You can get on again. Show her a toilet or something. Anyway, while we're waiting, let's stand and sing our final hymn before we have a cup of tea and a sweetie and whatever. We're going to sing Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Okay. Please be seated. as we close in prayer, before we have our tea, and after we pray, I think you need to sing another song, don't you? What was your... Oh yes you will. Oh yes they will. Oh well, now Fidian, do you want to sing? That's a question. You're not singing? I didn't believe us. Fit a bit, oh, what a special night. Yeah? Was you sing it? I think you did great on Oh What a Special Night, especially you three. I thought you did great on Oh What a Special Night. Brilliant. And you as well, Finlay. Right, now, let's pray, and that'll give the chance for the folk at Armagh and the Tate to heat the kettle up and all that. Right, let's bow our heads and let's pray, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray that your name would be praised this evening and in the days to come. Lord, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, let's sing. Let's sing quickly before you get your sweetie. Oh, what a special night.